Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the enjoyable life of your what? Of your main lay sponsor and
local
coming
announcer.
Around the edge. The local announcer.
That
would be just about right. And this is Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's time now to kick off the food show. Here we are. Anyone want to give it a kick? We might need it some days, but I think we're okay today. That was an interesting voice. Who was that?
Hi. Mine? You mean my voice?
Yes.
Oh, it is I.
Yeah. Oh, it's Mary Ann.
Your cohort.
My
your
cohort.
Support team.
The support team. What needs to be supported? Is there any thought about that?
Thank you to everyone who graciously allowed me to be off yesterday, and especially thank you to, can we just call her Allie?
Allie, we love Allie officially. We don't
she's Ali to you.
We don't
Allie.
Have it all chiseled in stone or anything, but we do love her.
Allie Lofton,
yeah. Uh-huh.
The
yeah.
Crazy Oyster Broad, was in here yesterday.
The what broad?
Crazy Oyster Broad. That's what Jeffrey calls her, the crazy
really?
Oyster broad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess he can get away with it, and I hate to even think about that.
Anyway, I hear you all had a very fine time. I know you got some calls, and that's wonderful.
Very busy day yesterday.
Yes, I'm almost.
And the funny thing is that I for reasons that I am not sure I even have thought about it myself, slopped myself in the bed this morning, and I didn't get out of bed really till about quarter to
2 minutes ago.
and everything went well. I still don't know what it's about. So,
All right. So let's start the show.
Let's start the show, and I want to show you what I might bring something. Is this book? In just in case you think
they
I haven't done any work.
They can't see it. It's not a webcam.
Oh, here. Listen to this, folks. Give this a mental lick. 365 quick tips on how to run your kitchen better.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Put it down there. We'll come back to it in 3 years.
We'll just put it out on the buffet. It's a
Why
banana
not?
Pudding
yeah.
dish if I ever saw one.
Ah, yes.
Today is National Spinach Day.
Is it?
You know what I want to put out on the buffet?
I wrote an article about that just yesterday.
What's
spinach.
Your favorite spinach dip? I mean, I was a little Freudian slip.
Uh-huh.
A little Freudian slip.
Yeah.
What's your favorite spinach dish?
False. That's my answer to that.
Okay, well, I let mine slip. It's spin dip.
Spin dip. Yeah, that's what everybody
Who's
likes.
Who's got the best spin dip out there?
Ask Marianne.
I won't say I know, but I know for me.
That's hers. And she not only has
come out. Believe me, I've checked them out.
And oh, good for you. Well, then you noted that they very much come up with some great recipes. I had two different recipes from two different sources about 20 years ago,
Yeah.
And it's
is this
still
for spin dip?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you accepted them.
Well, I give people what they want, not what they want.
Since when?
What do you mean?
260-6368.
Yeah.
No, you're always trying to talk people out of hamburgers and stuff like that. Anyways.
Yeah, because there are so many good things.
Dip.
Yeah.
Is my favorite. favorite spinach dish out there. I would like to know if you know of a great one. All right, I'm just going to say right now I don't like anybody's spin dip as much as my own. It is not my own. It is actually given to me probably 25 years ago by the late, great Steve Stonebreaker when
I gushed
about it at his restaurant, Stonebreaker's, which I dearly miss.
You've picked the best one that we know about, and I shouldn't say we because it's not something I...
Yeah, I mean, I was the one that was going crazy about it.
But Marianne, on the other hand...
He offered me the recipe, and I certainly accepted it, and I have used it since then so many times. I'm always asked for the recipe, but I did tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody
does. I did put pepper jack cheese on top when I bake it. I do bake it.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can never have too much cheese.
I go with the what's the word I'm looking for? The there's a pump that runs across America.
Your pipeline.
The pipeline.
Tom has been saying for how many years, Tom? 30 years?
No more. Closer to 515.
Tom, you don't look a day over 512.
Well, I've always wanted to be better looking, you know?
Anyway. I love that spin dip recipe. I also like the one, I know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's my second favorite.
Yeah.
At the Chimes.
The Chimes. They have a recipe cookbook or something?
No. The spin dip at the Chimes is very creamy.
Yeah.
It's got little pieces of spinach and artichoke in it, so it's mostly a creamy dip.
Mm-hmm.
And it is served with fried bow tie pasta.
Yeah.
So why don't you stop inhaling that puppy? He comes in and inhales the dog food.
Yeah, well,
he's choking.
Doggies have things to say. And
anyway, the spin dip at Chimes is my second favorite. The one at Houston's, which kind of started the craze, I've never really been attached to.
I don't know really who started it, but my guess
is... I think it was Houston's.
Yeah, I think that's what I've always
probably
heard.
Probably back as far as the 70s or something.
Yeah,
Doug, summoning the oracle. What is the origin of spinach and artichoke dip in restaurants? Oh, Ron, that's right, I forgot. Okay, hi, Ron. That's right, it's Thursday.
What's such a big deal about Thursday today?
Well, Ron, you can't be the oracle. There's only one oracle.
I will
check that one out.
Yeah.
Anyway, spin dip, your favorite spin dip around town. I think Houston's was the first. And most people who do spin dip, I think, do it in the style of Houston's. I don't understand why Houston's offered spin dip and salsa on the same plate. That doesn't really even make a whole lot of sense to me, but that is sort of the standard. I won't say the standard because most people have gotten away from the salsa. The only place I ever see the salsa with the spin dip is Zia, unless they've stopped doing that too.
Yeah.
But I don't normally get spin dip in restaurants other than the Chimes, unless I want to check it out. Sometimes I'll try to check it out. But I've never been, I don't know, really, it's never knocked my socks off other than the Chimes. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fried bow tie pasta, because really, how far wrong can you go with fried bow tie pasta?
I found the pie.
As a dipper. What?
I have found the dipping thing. This is Mary Ann says
spinach
here.
Spinach dip.
And,
spinach and artichoke dip.
And it's also Tom's hamburger sauce. And this one says Mary Ann's spinach and mushroom dip. You want to hear this?
No.
Why not?
Because doing recipes on the radio is a matter of desperation, I think. And I don't feel like we're desperate yet. Okay. I don't know, Ron, are we desperate? Yeah.
I will say it has another fine quality.
What's that?
This cookbook where this came from.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It is, I'll be darned, I can't imagine.
It's yours. It's yours.
Tom Fitzmaurice,
that's
New
right.
Orleans
Tom
food.
That's right. Tom Fitzmaurice's New Orleans food. You know what's funny about that cookbook, Tom, though? It's really not a lot New Orleans food. It's like Tom Fitzmaurice's personal,
let's
personal favorites. Tom Fitzmaurice's family's personal favorites, which
sweet
is nothing wrong with that.
Normand. Now, that's kind of unusual.
Well, you do have a lot of New Orleans recipes in there. 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to The Food Show, where we talk about nothing.
No.
But it's somehow or another related to food. So I started out the show by saying today is National Spinach Day.
Yeah.
And would like to know what your favorite spinach recipe is.
I get spinach every morning
of my life. Or spinach dip. Not dip. Spinach dish.
Uh-huh.
Your favorite spinach dish.
Yes.
And mine is spinach and artichoke. Did you go through your theory, Tom, about the spinach and artichoke pipeline that's connected?
Oh, there's no question.
Connected.
About
it
that.
Starts out in heaven, is what is for as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead.
Uh huh. What? Go ahead and do what?
Where does the spinach and artichoke pipeline go, Tom?
It's a pipeline starts in Chicago, and then it heads across into the Carolinas. And then goes into the ocean and then runs along this ocean and goes across the Gulf Coast. And then it gets into the deserts, and that has to all be brought in by cans. And then it's closed. And the way it works is you go to the supermarket and you order this, and you don't get one. You get just another version of it.
Okay.
And it's recycled immediately.
Well, I don't mind recycling spin dip. I put it in the freezer, and I do recycle it rather often, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
260-6368 is the number. We had a good meal last night. Well, you had a great meal last night.
You think so?
I think so. You had your enchiladas con mole.
Oh, gosh. What an evening that was. And let's leave out the anecdote that
Oh, yes, we will leave out that anecdote, Tom, because if you think about doing that anecdote, I'm going to smack you over the back of the head.
Tom, somebody happened to.
Yes. Okay, so enchiladas con mole at El Paso. Was it good?
I've had it many times before, and it was once again really good. That is a terrific place, especially given the fact that it's a chain Tex-Mex kind of restaurant, which usually is.
I hate to break it to you, Tom, but it's becoming a very large chain.
Oh, I this is what I've seen.
A very large chain in Louisiana, and oddly enough, in Florida. I don't know why they skipped two states, but. The next one you will see is in the old Aranya space on Magazine.
Uh-huh. I take your word for that.
All right, so tell everyone about Aranya. Your enchiladas con mole.
Well, it's the usual stuff. They had
shredded braised chicken.
Chicken, yes. And then, of course, you had your beans, and then you had your yellow rice, and then you have, what else was on there? There was some...
You had a little pile of shredded lettuce with a little bit of pico on top of that, and a big dollop of sour cream on top of that.
Sour cream and some actual beans that have been.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But there are beans as well as on the other side of the beans is.
I don't like those refried beans.
And then you have
beans. They're pinto
mole.
Beans.
The mole, what you get out of mole is that the sauce contains chocolate in it, but it is not a sauce the way you know it, most people know it, and it is one of those unique mixes of flavors that you will never find anywhere you ever look for it, and it's one of my two or three favorite items from without getting into the serious gourmet kind of place. These guys, their number one item on their menu, near as I could tell, was about $13, which is a pretty good deal no matter how you slice that up in the chunks. Are you still there? You're what?
I said we're all still here. 260-6368 is the number. I got a tamale.
A tamale.
Or a tamal, as they call it.
Oh, you ordered one of these too?
Well, I thought that the bean dip was exceptionally good.
It was good. And that wasn't even really the bean dupe.
If we go to our favorite, and it's only our favorite because it's our favorite. I mean, it's like it's hot. Mm-hmm. If you're in love with someone, how do you explain what it is that makes that person so special to you? Because you can introduce them to your friends and they go, what? Huh? Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. So we love La Carreta because we just go there a lot. It's definitely not the best Mexican restaurant out there, for sure. But anyway, they don't even bother to serve a bean dip there. Other places do serve it, and it's better. But El Paso has, I think, the best one of those. 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2. We'll take a break.
Back. You are on the food show. Not very many of us around food shows, I mean. And we would love to have you as part of our program. And if you think you need to put a lot of work into it, guess again. It's pretty straightforward right up the middle. And you will get some nice pleasures that will
talk
come.
Talk about food. That's it.
Yeah, that's food. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
And you need it, you love it, and you got to go get it.
So, Tom, guess whose birthday it was today?
Let's see.
Or it is today. Original restaurant critic.
Original restaurant critic.
The original restaurant critic. You know, I don't really think that's true.
I know who it is.
You're talking about in the 20th century. But I think there were restaurant critics before that. Go ahead, Tom. Who?
Yeah. Tom Fitzmaurice. Isn't he the one?
Again, you look good for your age. you know what?
What?
I think that there have probably been restaurants.
Yeah.
As old as there are people, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's that one guy who whose name is the same as a box.
That's what I'm talking about. That's who this guy is. Okay.
Yeah. I can't remind me of his name.
Duncan Hines. Yes.
And this will come as not a particularly big surprise, or it might surprise some other people. Because Duncan's Side was something, it was the name of a kind of a mix you would make to make.
It's a cake mix.
For giving me the
now,
exact
Now, you know
words.
What? I have to poll the audience.
But you know what he did?
Or really, more like put another banana pudding dish on the buffet.
Yeah.
Who cooks or bakes cakes by mix? We've never done that. I mean, we've never, ever in this house done that. But in my house of origin, we always did that. So
yeah,
I don't really have a fix on how prevalent that is now, but I would imagine the simple fact that there are still cake mixes out there. This is something I never look for in the supermarket, so I couldn't even tell you what's on the shelf. Mm. But do you bake cakes still by cake mix? And if so, who's got a good one? And if not, when did you stop and just start baking from, say, a recipe in a cookbook?
I have been baking so long, in my adulthood anyway. When I was in college, and the first time I had my own apartment, it had an oven in it, so why not? I used to bake my own pizzas. I used to do my own buttermilk biscuits. I was kind of famous for that.
When did you start that recipe? Because I know you cooked when the kids were little buttermilk biscuits every Saturday with them.
Yeah.
And then we froze them for the rest of the week. So when did you develop that buttermilk biscuit recipe?
I read it in a magazine, if I remember correctly, but I think that's where I got the idea. And then I thought, you know, this sounds so simple, and I love biscuits, good buttermilk biscuits so much, that I just did a batch of them. And I said, you know, how far wrong could I go? One of the ingredients, the most expensive one, were the, you know.
Probably buttermilk.
Well, that too, but also if you got one of those tubular kind of big biscuit makers, and you whack it on the side of the edge of the of wherever you
are. Those make better beignets than biscuits.
It doesn't sound like it would, but I tried it the first time. I loaded it up with butter, and it was great.
Wait, so you're talking about the biscuits that you whack on the side and open those? Or are you talking about your buttermilk biscuit recipe?
There's a trick to this. I don't do those formulas as part of the preparation, except to get a little liner or a little bit. There's another thing that we used to do with the Boy Scouts all the time when the Boy Scouts were
used to do beignets.
Yeah, beignets.
Yeah, but when did you develop your buttermilk biscuit recipe? Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, it would have been in the 1920s.
I knew you were going to say something.
Early. No, I mean, and remember this. I'm
older than you look. Yeah.
My daughter is a terrific baker.
So you think the 90s, did you develop it with her? Or did you said you were doing it when you lived alone?
We started out every Saturday morning, and she'd do one thing, I'd do another thing. We'd put it in the oven, we'd bake them, we'd take them out. We'd eat every scrap from them because they were so good and so easy. Three ingredients, that's all there is.
Yeah.
Three ingredients and you got it.
Okay, so Duncan Hines, back to Duncan Hines, who's the original reason for this particular thread today's food show.
Can I tell you when I first saw that name? I'll wait.
You
for
remember
it.
When you first saw the name Duncan Hines?
Yes, I did.
I'm surprised you didn't make that a name of yours, Tom. How many names do you have?
How many names do I have?
Yeah, you went and changed your name into 15 names.
Yeah, you mean like Bob, 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 Bob.
No, you have like 15 names.
Oh, Thomas, George, Joseph, Chilson, Phineas, Nathaniel III. That
one. Yep.
Uh huh. Go look.
Why didn't you do? Why wasn't Duncan one of those?
Duncan wasn't involved with it. That was something.
You hadn't discovered Duncan at that time, so you have actually a memory.
Yeah.
Of when you first discovered the name Duncan Hines.
Yeah.
Why?
It was on TV, and they were advertising.
Oh, so it was a commercial.
Duncan Hines. It's the wonderful blah, 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 blah. But what brought it to my attention was a place that was kind of a combination of a place that took blood from people. You know how that works. You probably do anyway.
I'm strapped in my seatbelt too, folks, just waiting to see where this goes. Go ahead.
This was when I lived on Camp Street, 729 Camp Street.
Yeah, what does that have to do with Duncan Hines?
This place was on right in front of some baking stuff that was there. But actually, it was an idea that somebody had to make these things and put them in a little shed, in a little, I'm trying to figure out the right word for this. But anyway, what this wound up with was that.
So picture
wait,
yourself.
Let me finish this, if you don't mind.
I'm afraid to. Go ahead.
What this came out with was there was a group of about two dozen people sleeping on the floor, sleeping on the floor, and I know that's pretty bad. That's
sometimes I can't really let you finish, Tom. So we're
was.
In the car, we're in seatbelts, and we're driving, and the neighborhood's getting worse and worse, and more terrifying. At what point do you say, "I'm going to turn around"? That was what I was thinking when you were going down the road with that story. I was wondering, okay,
it's a true story.
When do I grab the steering wheel and turn this around? Okay. So, I'm afraid to ask the question again, but Duncan Hines, somewhere in that story was when you first discovered Duncan Hines.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Well, no, I'd heard of it on TV.
Okay.
That's, you know, as a commercial. For, well,
did you ever buy Duncan Hines cake mix?
I didn't. I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I would have known it if I had.
It's like something is good.
Yeah.
Until
it's bad.
I don't know. Until you know better. Like Like I used to only use cake mixes at my house of origin because we never did anything from scratch.
Good for you.
So when when I married you and you did everything from scratch, which, by the way, thank you very much.
For what?
For having our children know what it's like to not use processed foods, to actually
get the real stuff.
Yeah, because it's so much healthier. There are not
Why
all
not?
The food additives and things like that in there.
Usually,
but anyway.
Usually the bad one is the more expensive of the two.
That's very true. That is true. Anyway, so, but what was really interesting about this, and I think this is probably true of other people. At least I hope so. I hope it's not just our kids. But I remember when our kids went to school. You know, when your kids go to school, everything changes because that's when they discover that the entire world does not operate like in your house.
I like it.
So when our kids, who had been raised on premium everything to eat and fresh baked and unprocessed everything, went to school, all they wanted was Little Debbie's.
That's a shame, ain't it?
And all of the kinds of things that, because, you know, that was when the millennial generation is when the kids couldn't make it through school without naps and snacks. And so we had to always provide a snack. And then the kids got to see what snacks were out there. And they never had seen that before because we never bought that. We always used, you know, the real ingredients. And then I wound up having to buy that stuff for them for a while. And then they came to their senses. But anyway, 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2, Duncan Hines' birthday today.
Yeah, can I give you what triggered this off automatically? And I promise you, this is the dead end of this anecdote.
Are we back to the people on the street, Tom?
Yeah.
Please no.
Well, if you don't want me to.
Please no. Run it by me at the break, okay?
All right.
Run it by me at the break.
You are listening to
Today
the Food Show.
Today is Spinach Day. The first banana pudding dish out on the buffet was what's your favorite spin dip out there? Or your favorite spinach dish in restaurants? Or not only in restaurants, your favorite spinach dish. If your favorite spinach dish, that's kind of hard to say if you keep saying it over and over again. Your favorite spinach dish is spinach Madeline, then I'd love to know that.
Oh,
Tom would not like to know that because he's got a real thing against spinach Madeline. But I think it's the tube cheese. But anyway.
Tube cheese?
Yeah, remember when you had your thing about the garlic tubed cheese? That was a central ingredient in spinach madeleine, which, by the way, I think is actually really good. 260.
Can you get it? This is what everybody.
No, I think it went out. I think it went away. Anybody know if that's back on the market or what has supplanted it? 260.
I know that. Cooking wine, all that. You like to talk about cooking or baking at home? We'll talk about it. If you like to eat candy bars, call us. We can talk on that until you get too long on it, and then we move on. And we'd love to hear from you one way or the other. That's part of the program.
Okay, and so here, you were talking about Tom Fitzmaurice's New Orleans food, and Ron is on the board today. Ron, did you give your girlfriend the cookbook?
What?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
And?
Did it go over?
I'm sorry. I'm having a tickle in my throat. I got to get up.
I didn't hear you. I didn't have my mic on. What did you say?
Oh.
Did she cook in it?
She is currently researching recipes, but she loves it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so.
I'm glad to hear that.
She's going to try to fatten me up off your cookbook, Tom.
Oh, I'm getting, I was astonished when I bumped into you. I was just astonished to find out that I had almost about 59. And it's probably not that. Can't possibly be that number. That I just had hanging around.
But she did tell me to tell you thank you. And when she cooks her first dish.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, you guys and girls that I work with, I feel like we ought to take care of each other. You know what I mean?
It's appreciated, Tom.
Well, I hope so. It's the Food Show. And I'm Tom Fitzmorrison. We're here, right here on the edge of everything, and we'd love to hear from you at 260-6368. Bing, bang, 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 bang. There's something around here that I wanted to bring up. This this other thing that we were, or the quick trips, quick tips. I don't think we're going to use that right now. If at all. Huh? I was just pointing at this thing that we were looking at the beginning, but then things sort of do gel.
All right.
And you know gel is...
All right, so I'm back. So today is an astonishingly beautiful day.
It is?
You didn't notice that, Tom?
That it's a beautiful day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a little fogged over, but other than that, I could live with it. It's in the 80s for temperature.
It's gorgeous sunshine out.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. Yeah. And I was listening to the commercials at the break.
Yeah.
And Blue Crab was one of them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to be outside on the deck at Blue Crab this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. You know, I'm not an outdoor hanging out on the...
I know, which is why we left you at home today.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I...
Well, that's good.
I think I might love al fresco more than just about anyone.
Yeah, you... Yeah, al fresco...
With the possible exception of Mary Lee.
Yeah.
But we both really, really like al fresco.
Well, that's life.
You know.
I used to announce that in during the...
What's that?
Never mind. It's it'll take too long to get to it.
260-6368. The things that we are looking for, which of course
there are many,
will probably remain on the buffet until the vanilla wafer gets enough moisture in it to just melt.
Yeah.
And then the dish of banana pudding gets a crumbled vanilla wafer in it. And then, even though it was unlikely that anyone would pick it up from the very beginning, there's absolutely no way anyone, after it starts melting, will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you feel sorry for my vanilla wafer dishes of the day, give us a call. They are... Favorite spinach dish. Either in your own home or in a restaurant. Favorite spinach dip in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at the top of the hour, I'm going to look it up and find out if Houston's was the first person to have a first restaurant to offer spin dip on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that Houston's style of spin dip sort of set the standard
for all the rest of them.
And I just don't understand why it is served. I think the third thing on the plate, besides the tortilla chips, is sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you see spin dip served at Houston's, maybe definitely at Zia, unless they've changed it, there's a ramekin of spin dip.
Yeah.
A ramekin of salsa.
Yeah.
And a tiny, smaller ramekin of sour cream with the tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm. Well, all that means...
I don't understand that. Those things don't go together. If something went together, I would say, oh, that makes sense. But those things don't go together to me.
Well, imagine the guy who's keeping the numbers and when they go up and when they go down, and he finds that particular dip... just raises everything whenever it is served.
Are you talking about the spin dip?
Yeah. And that's got
to
be...
I hate to break it to you, Tom.
Excuse me.
But in a restaurant of a certain caliber, i.e. a Houston's, one of those kinds of restaurants, a very casual restaurant like that, I'll bet you that spinach dip is probably... one of the most popular things, popular sellers.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. There's no question to that.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make it good, though.
No, no, I'm just saying, well, it's good to me. I like it.
Well,
and obviously a lot of other people like it because I do think it probably is one of the most popular sellers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to last night. El Paso.
Yeah. You all went all the way to El Paso.
Don't make me laugh, Tom, because I'm going to cough. Trying not to cough.
I'm sorry.
We went to El Paso Mexican Grill.
Mm-hmm.
In Mandeville, soon to be on a magazine in the space that was formerly Araña.
Araña. I remember that. Yep.
And you got your enchiladas con mole.
Yeah.
And I got a tamale, which was, I didn't know this until a year ago.
Yeah.
It took me going to Houston to a place called Superico.
Superico. Does he
wear
a cape?
Yeah, I was calling it Superica, but it's Superica.
You know that.
And it's in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there that I saw on the menu. It's a Mexican place, but it was there that I saw on the menu Delta-style tamales.
Delta-style tamales. Now, what could that be?
Growing up, as I said, we ate everything out of a can.
Yeah.
So we had, and I'm sorry, I still love them, although I haven't had them in many years, so maybe I would not like them so much. But I loved, it's not Del Monte, Hormel.
Hormel, there it is.
I loved Hormel tamales.
What possible difference could there be?
Well, mainly because I didn't know any better. I mean, growing up, that's the tamale that I ate was Hormel. And, I mean, I'd never had an actual, fresh, real, non-processed tamale, really, until a few years ago. But remember Julio's?
Which one?
Julio's on 36 that was briefly in that cute little spot next to the glass place, and he had his big tamale pot. Julio. He's also a glass installer. Anyway.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that's the first place
that I
had
to go see him. I have
his tamales.
I have a photograph of somebody I need to have.
Oh, really?
New window in.
So, I had these Hormel tamales, which are Delta style tamales, but I didn't know that there was a name for them. They were only just tamales to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, well, there was Julio's, and then the old, what was the Mexican place that they did for a while? That the Taste Buds did for a while.
The Taste Buds.
I was really high on Mizotto. Mizotto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mizotto was a little before its time, and Mizotto had great tamales, really good tamales. And they were more in the style of actual tamales, like Mexican-style tamales.
I say Mexicans, they have, actually, it's not a Mexican thing. It's a, it is a Mississippi.
Well, wait, no, that's what I was about to say, the difference. So you used to always talk about Doe's Eat Place and the tamales at Doe's Eat Place. One of these days, I want to get to Doe's Eat Place because it seems like that is, if ever there was an appropriate name for a restaurant like that, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Doe's
Eat
Place. It's a place where you eat. Don't expect anything more than that. And it's a weird menu, you said. It's got steaks that you... But you pick your own steak or something?
You could get your own steak. And, in fact, they would they had this gizmo on wheels, and they would roll it right up next to
and
your...
And you just pick actually your steak.
I'll have that one and that one.
Yeah, well, Morton's did that for a while, too, but I think it was probably a really different vibe. So then,
I can assure you it was. It was very different.
Yeah, so then... And then they had these famous, famous tamales. And that was it on the menu, wasn't it, Tom?
Pretty close. They had gumbo.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
really?
I'm not. Here's what they had. I spent a couple of nights in Greenville, Mississippi, which is down the street from...
Up from Doe's, really?
Up from Doe's, yeah. And here they had four restaurants.
Just four things on the menu.
Four
things on the menu.
Okay, let's see if I can remember them all. They had Nelson's, which was the closest thing to a one where they had a lot of different.
But they actually had four restaurants there?
Yeah.
Really?
And then they had the steak place, and then they had the tamale place, and there was one. Gumbo. And they had all four of those things, but that's it. They had the four things, and you have come to the end.
Okay, you're not talking about four different restaurants. You're talking about the menu at Doe's Eat Place.
Okay, the original Doe's Eat Place?
Had four things on the menu.
Yeah.
I didn't realize gumbo was one.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, this is a Delta tamale.
Yeah.
Okay, and I didn't know that there was such a thing. I mean, we've grown up in New Orleans eating Manuel's, which is a Delta tamale.
Yes.
So it was just always a hot tamale, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't know what an actual Mexican tamale was.
Mm-hmm.
It was Hormel's.
Yeah.
It was Manuel's. And that was kind of it. So,
I know.
So... when I get to this place in Houston, do we need to take a break, Ron? Oh, well, we don't have to if we don't have to. Do we have to? We do have to take it. All right, let's take a break, and I'll finish the story, and we can come back.
All right.
WWL 105.3 FM, HD2-260-6368. We'll be back. We are back. Loaded up with a new lozenge.
Hi, you are listening to The Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. And let's see.
Sitting here. By a buffet table full of vanilla pudding. Wait, is it banana pudding? No, banana pudding with vanilla wafers just melting all around us. 260-6368. All right, so Dozy places a Delta style smiley. So.
Yeah.
I've been eating tamales now because I love tamales since Julio's and Mizzotto. And then I go to this place in Houston, Superica or Superica, and they say Delta tamales on the menu. And I go, wow, it's like a lightning bolt. Wait a second. What are Delta tamales? And it was explained to me that Hormel's, Doe's Eat Place, Manuel's, and now the one I had at El Paso last night is actually a Delta-style tamale. That's a long, long story for nothing. Ron, did you say we have a caller? Probably not. Okay. So, yeah, that was the tamale that I had at El Paso. It was thin and long and a cigar-like with really ground-up meat in it.
I have
which I think is a hallmark of a Delta tamale.
A reminiscence of a Delta tamale.
Okay.
This was when I was in Greenville, and I went there for lunch the day after dinner I had had there. Mm-hmm. All of these were.
Wait, you went for dinner the night before and then lunch again the next day?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I didn't eat everything the first time.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, so here they had a sign on the door that described the price of the. It's
been around since probably the beginning of the place. How old is that place?
Oh gosh, very long. That the time I'm telling you about would have been 1950. No, 60. No, I'll have to figure this out.
85.
Yeah, something like that. All right. So anyhow, here I am, and they have a sign on the door, and it says, What do we call?
Doe's Eat Place.
Okay, Doe's Eat Place price.
Mm. You told me the story a million times.
Yeah, four years.
So one tamale is one price.
Yeah.
And then if you had a dozen tamales, it would be 12 times whatever that is,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. You wouldn't get a discount.
So there's no break at all.
No break whatsoever. Uh-huh. And they had this huge sign on the door.
Uh-huh.
And you could sit there all day on and just keep writing and do the calculation.
Do the math, yeah.
And you would,
no matter what.
It was insane. I don't know what that was all about. But
I wonder how old that place is.
The place itself was great. The only thing that was exciting to me was that I actually passed, what's his name? Football player, famous New Orleans football player from that area.
From Mississippi?
From Mississippi.
Brett Favre?
No.
I mean, he's famous. Guy.
He was also a New
Terry
Orleans.
Terry Bradshaw?
No, I don't think so.
How old are we talking?
We're talking about, you mentioned the 80s. That is, in fact, correct.
Was he a Saints guy or an LSU
Saints,
guy?
He was a Saints guy.
Morton Anderson?
Morton, no, he's still not him.
Danny Abramowitz?
No. No, he wasn't a Yankee. He wasn't a...
Okay.
Gosh, I'll bet a bunch of people are screaming at me.
Bobby
Hebert, that's
it. Right in house, and I didn't even think
right
of him.
Right in the middle of the
you,
place.
You passed him where?
Out on the road. It was highway number one.
What?
I'm not kidding you. It's highway number one. And
wait
there
a second.
It was,
you passed Bobby Hebert on the road going to Dozy Place?
Yeah, he was bicycling.
Oh, Tom.
I'm not kidding.
I don't believe that.
I wasn't bicycling. I was bicycling, too.
I don't believe that.
Well, go look for it. I mean, I don't know if he'd remember me, but I remember him.
I'm sorry. I'm going to ask him when we see him again. I mean, I don't know when that'll be.
Okay,
we're not going to be in the studio for a long time.
I can tell you this. He looked to be about three times the size of any other football player I knew, and I...
You didn't know any football players,
and
Tom.
I didn't know any. Well, yes, so it was...
And you saw Bobby. First of all, you wouldn't even have recognized Bobby Hebert.
I did, though.
I don't. I'm sorry. Does anybody else believe that story?
I don't know what there is to cut to.
260-6368 is the
but
number.
But it's the truth. It is the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. I find that hard to believe, Tom.
Yeah.
I have to say that.
Well.
All right. So we've got no calls today.
Well, that
not
surprising.
Now and then. And if anyone would care to call, the things that I have thrown out to talk about, and it doesn't mean that's all you can talk about, for heaven's sake. That's just like, you know, we could sit here and we could just kind of twiddle our thumbs and see if anybody called, or we could throw out things to start talking about.
I could do a
and
song.
That's what we're doing. So if you want to talk about something else, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Uh-huh.
Or Tom can sing for you, which is, I think, what's about to happen. Go ahead, Tom.
You think I'm going to get away with this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's see.
You got to do it now, though, because it's like time to
Yeah,
quit.
Just about that. You came out of a dream. You are too wonderful to see what you mean. It's the how. That's about it.
It's like
I'm not going to take you.
It's like this trip. That what? We're taking. It's like a trip.
Take
and we're all strapped in. We don't know where it's going.
I know.
And there's a pretty good chance it's going to go off a cliff. But you're strapped in, and there you go. You just have to see what happens to it.
I'm little by
little.
Do the
shows like every day. Anyway, the subject, though, is supposed to be food. So if you would like to talk to us, we're going to take a break after the top of the hour news.
And
please give us
a
call, 260-6368. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM, HD2.
I just looked at the clock here, and we are finished.
For this hour.
For this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.